The Fazeyland Fairy Tales, Book 5, Scary Graveyard Adventures and the Secret Meeting Place,
by Michael Rediger, narrated by Mike Dunahy.
Everyone knew that Fazey was a good boy who loved to have his mother's oatmeal for breakfast, but few knew that what he loved even more was his grandmother's apple pie. His grandmother lived far off in the countryside, and he always eagerly awaited trips to see her. Of course, it wasn't all about pie. He loved his grandma, too. "Fazey, come home early from outside today," said his mother as she cleared the table. "We're going to grandmother's tomorrow." "Hooray!" Fazey interrupted as he ran to go collect his favorite toys. He sorted his things into those he needed and those he didn't need, all while imagining how he would eat his favorite food, apple pie. When he was at his grandma's, she would usually read him fairy tales and tell him interesting stories about her childhood. However, something happened just before evening. Fazey's mother told him that grandma had unexpectedly left for some other world, but Fazey didn't really understand what it all meant.
"And when will grandma be back?"
"Fazey, grandma probably won't be coming back anymore," answered his mother. She was quite upset and crying. That night, Fazey appeared in Fazeyland. While walking through the dark woods with Looter, he told the little dragon about his grandmother.
"Looter, do you know what it means? Is it true that I won't get to hug grandma or have her pie anymore?"
"It usually is, but not for you," his friend replied enigmatically. "Think about it." The sky suddenly turned to fire. Dragonfaw had probably figured out that Looter wanted to help a human again. The little dragon quickly went away to hide on the snowy mountaintop, and Fazey woke up without understanding what the little dragon had meant. All day, Fazey and Obi tried to figure out where deceased people go and what it means to die.
"They probably fly away on airplanes to warm countries," supposed Obi.
"Then why can't we fly to see them on those same airplanes?"
"Oh, you idiot, Fazey," Obi snapped haughtily. "Because they don't say exactly where they go. How do we find them?"
They wanted to ask Astra, but she didn't even want to look at them, let alone talk to them. When Fazey decided to employ the already tried and true method of pulling at her hair, he got a punch from Spar. Astra made every indication that Spar was now her best friend. Spar let her play with his expensive remote control helicopter and ride his red bike. It made no sense to the boys that people could somehow just get up and go missing somewhere. How could it be? What Fazey couldn't understand most of all was why it was forever and why everyone was grieving, including his mother.
"But there should be some way to see Grandma. Where else could I have that apple pie?"
"You're a fibber. They told you. It's all over. There's no more grandma and no more pie."
"That can't be."
"It's your Fazeyland that can't be."
"That's it."
Fazey nearly suffocated his astounded friend with hugs.
"I'll find her there."
Obi simply laughed, but Fazey decided that he would eat that pie after all. Could it really be that difficult to find grandma in Fazeyland and ask her to make pie? Re-inspired, Fazey fell asleep earlier than usual. Before nodding off, he had pictured to himself how he would try to go back to Fazeyland during the magic minute of awakening. Upon awakening, he immediately began to imagine the other world where his grandmother had apparently gone. Within a few seconds, Fazey felt unspeakable horror and cold. He turned up in some dark forest. He could discern old graves and half-crumbled crypts by the moonlight.
"I'm here, grandson,"
he could hear his grandmother's voice saying from one large old crypt. But Fazey became so frightened that he woke up right then. He loved his grandmother so much and had expected to see her anywhere else but where he had appeared. He had to try again. He didn't think a big kid would be afraid, and because he was stubborn, Fazey didn't want to give up. He woke up an hour later and tried again to appear next to his grandmother, but nothing worked. He then tried to levitate and instantly flew through his ceiling like a rocket. Fazi flew to the graveyard. He again felt a jolt of fear and cold as he approached. The moon lit up the old, huge crypt as if it were a floodlight.
"I'm here, grandson,"
his grandmother could again be heard saying in a strange voice.
"I'm coming, Grandma."
So as not to offend his grandmother, Fazi tried to keep his voice from giving away how scared he was. However, he was not successful. As he began to open the crypt, the door unexpectedly squeaked and a loud crow's call let out. The horror enveloping Fazi was so intense that he woke up in his bed at home. Fazi had never been so afraid in all his life. However, his perseverance was stronger than his fear. Unable to wait for the next awakening, he imagined himself at the graveyard in Fazyland. Within an instant, he saw the walls of the crypt and jerked open the door before he had time to become afraid. The light behind the door was so bright that it blinded Fazi, who covered his eyes with his hands.
"This way, grandson," said the voice of his grandmother,
which was still unpleasant and hardly familiar. Fazi quickly took his hands off his eyes and looked around. It wasn't his grandmother in front of him, but Faw. He immediately understood why it had been so scary.
"You still won't see your grandma or eat her apple pie,"
hissed Faw threateningly, belching fire at Fazi. But nothing could stop Fazi anymore. Using the power of his mind alone, he parted the earth and made a huge hole in the floor of the crypt. Faw couldn't keep his balance and fell into the chasm with a groan. Drawing the chasm back together, Fazi thought,
"Now you won't be bothering me anytime soon."
He then went up to the crypt's door and opened it, while imagining that his grandmother was behind it. Fazi immediately appeared in her kitchen in her house. His grandmother joyfully hugged him and sat him on the chair to eat some apple pie.
"Oh, Grandma, it took a long time to get here today," complained Fazi with his mouth full of pie. "You're my best grandchild. Thanks for everything," she said with a smile and began telling him funny and sad stories about her hard upbringing in the countryside.
When Fazi awoke in the morning, he was happy that he could now eat his grandmother's pie while he visited her and every day after that. But then a simply brilliant idea struck him. Why not find whomever he wanted in Fazyland? Fazi then made a list of everyone whom he wanted to see. It included superheroes from movies, enormous dinosaurs, famous athletes, and many others. While thinking over his list, Fazi went to the window and saw Astra outside. She was walking with a group of her female friends and cheerfully telling them something.
"You'll be my friend there for sure," he thought.
There was only one thing that Fazi was unsure about. Would she remember their time together in Fazyland? But in order to find out the answer to this question, he needed to run an experiment. Why didn't he think of this before? A few more words from Uncle Michael. Dear friend, I hope that this story didn't frighten you too much. Although it's quite sad, it's also instructive and helpful at the same time. In life, the ability to meet with people who aren't nearby is useful. Now that you know that there is a place where you can find whomever you want, all that you have to do is simply try to see that person during the magic minute of awakening or find them behind any door in Fazyland. What's odd is that it didn't occur to our Fazi to talk to Astra there from the very beginning, especially since she also knows about Fazyland. No doubt about it, Fazi is up to the task. Meanwhile, you too can seek adventure in the magic kingdom of Fazyland. Get all 10 fairy tales online at www.fazyland.com.